From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a temporary halt in Syria talks. The United Nations is postponing the Syrian talks in Geneva until the end of February. UN envoy Staffan de Mistura calls the delay a temporary pause. He had been alternating between discussions with representatives of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and with representatives of the opposition groups. He stressed the importance of gaining results.
The UN cannot allow simply procedural matters to actually become more important than actually the result for the humanitarian situation of the Syrian people who have been waiting for us to deliver, this time not a conference, but something concrete for them.
Meanwhile, Syrian state television says the army and Shiite militias had broken rebels' three-year blockade around Nubil and Zara, part of the government's advance in Aleppo province in recent days. 70 world leaders are due Thursday in London for the fourth Syria Donors Conference. Henry Ridgewell reports.
The toll on civilians grows heavier by the month as Syria's civil war enters its sixth year. The United Nations estimates more than 250,000 people have been killed. 4.5 million Syrians have fled the country, and a further 6.6 million are internally displaced, half of them children. World leaders are aiming to raise $9 billion. Last year, the United Nations received only $3.3 billion of the $8.4 billion promised by donors. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Somali authorities have found the body of a passenger missing from a plane that made an emergency landing at Mogadishu Airport Tuesday. An explosion ripped a hole in the plane shortly after takeoff. This is VOA News. Kurdistan President Masoud Barzani has announced that it is time for the territory to hold a referendum on whether to declare independence from Iraq. He said while the result of the referendum would not lead to an immediate break with Iraq, it would prepare for a future declaration of independence at what he called an appropriate time and circumstance. Latin American health ministers agreed on a public information campaign and an increase in the number of medical workers to fight the Zika virus. The mosquito-borne virus poses the possibility of birth defects in children. The 14 officials held emergency talks in Uruguay Wednesday. The United States and the European Union have reached an agreement on regulating cross-Atlantic data transfers. European Justice Commissioner Vera Jourova says the agreement marks the first time the United States has given the European Union binding assurances that public officials' access to personal information will be subject to clear limits, safeguards, and oversight. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security said Tuesday the number of people apprehended trying to cross into the country from Mexico fell by 36% between December and January, reaching its lowest level in a year. Australia's High Court has rejected a challenge to the government's policy on asylum seekers, clearing the way for the Australian government to deport more than 200 people. Republican U.S. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky has dropped his bid for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. Paul is a libertarian who often opposed American military intervention in overseas conflicts. He won little support in the crowded Republican field. Real estate mogul Donald Trump is now claiming that Texas Senator Ted Cruz stole his victory. In the Iowa caucuses, Trump attacked Cruz for putting out a statement, which Cruz later retracted and apologized for, suggesting that another candidate was leaving the race. South Sudan leader Riek Machar visits Egypt at the invitation of Egyptian leader Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. A spokesman said talks will center on getting Egypt to support the implementation of last August's agreement to end the South Sudan conflict. Ukraine's economy minister tendered his resignation Wednesday, citing political pressure and corruption. Ivaras Abromavicius said the country's leadership had routinely blocked his reform efforts and that the economy ministry was at the mercy of corrupt vested interests. Japan and South Korea joined the United States Wednesday in demanding that North Korea cancel plans to send a long-range rocket into space. They say the launch would violate United Nations resolutions banning ballistic missile and nuclear weapons development in that country. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.